Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning, kind of a holiday themed show, talking about professional and personal relationships and being thankful for people you're around a lot. And one of those people is professionally, and I guess personally, is a true pro, I call. And a lot of people try to say, well, you know, ag broadcasting. And I say, no, you know, true pro in radio. I'm talking about my good friend with the RFD Radio Network, Rita Frazier. I know you have a lot of fans in the Mercer County area. So I want to tell you, first and foremost, it's been a pleasure working with a professional like yourself.
Oh, well, I would say back at you completely, because I feel the same way. And when I found out you started in radio the same year and month that I did, I think that that bonded us, and we both, up until the time that I came to Bloomington, had both been at one station.
All right, so I got to ask you, for our listening audience, what makes you tick? What are your interests? People are going to want to know. You were born and raised in the Jerseyville area, right? And I know, kid, you were involved in a lot of different activities in school.
Yeah, well, and I did grow up on a small farm outside of Jerseyville, near the town of Otterville, but rural Jersey County. Always had an interest in agriculture and farming, and always loved radio. And I think, have I ever told you that about connecting then at Lewis and Clark? I went to the radio program. I was a hands-on kind of girl. I started actually at a university level and knew that it was a little too big for me. So yeah. I found Lewis and Clark, and I found that program, and it was wonderful. And you ask what makes me tick earlier, and that is, you know, really the people, and it's not just farming and agriculture, but it is family stories and, you know, who people are.
Well, and that's why kind of the theme of my show today, some of the people I have on today, Brian Roosh, a good friend of mine in radio at WCCI, Coley Walter, coaches at Monticello, Matt Troha and Kurt Gibson, my relationship with them, with the IHSA. And you brought up something. This is a while back, and I don't know if you remember this. We were sitting in the office one day, and we were having this conversation about who you need to interview in your life. And you said, basically, family, mom and dad. I'm doing that on my program later today.
Oh, thanks to you. Wonderful.
So I want to thank you for that idea. And you had said even that that's one of the toughest interviews you'll ever do.
It is.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I can't wait to air that. If you would be so kind, after you air it here on your local station, provide that for the afternoon show, because I have thought that that would be a great slice of life, or, you know, what you've learned, lessons in life. I think that would be a great feature.
And the theme of a lot of my conversations I'm having today is about kind of the relationships and the connections that you've been able to make in your profession. Now, could you imagine, if you weren't in this profession, the amount of relationships you wouldn't have established? Now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Radio is a little different because, you know, we have, sometimes people say, well, it's a blessing and a curse with what you do. I always refer to it as a blessing because regardless of the story or regardless of the interview, there's something you can get out of it. Not all interviews are great, but getting the opportunity to meet people and speak the spoken word, as they say, is a true honor and a privilege. Is that how you go about your job?
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I have talked about what you do for your local community, and I felt like beyond my paid hours and my hourly job being a farm broadcaster in Litchfield, I felt like I was a part of the community, and part of my job was serving that community. And I took that pretty seriously, and I know you do every day.
Yeah, and that's your background in radio is a proud downstate station in WSMI. And that's what I tell people: if they want to get in this business, they have to be in the business and get involved. You can't sit in the office. The big thing is you got to get out there. And that's where true radio and true media is done, I believe.
And I have noticed this in hearing your reports. You've done a few livestock reports for me, and the interviews that you do and you share with us. I've noticed that you do the same thing that I used to do. And, you know, your mission is to make the people that you talk to shine. and that's what you do. And that's, you know, I think that's my favorite thing to do as well, is promote those people. It's not about me, and I know you don't think it's about you. It's about those that you're interviewing.
And I like to talk family with a lot of people. So mm-hmm. a lot of the conversations I've had with people in sports, I say, does your family, do they understand the challenges of being married to a radio person where it's really not traditional hours? There has to be buy-in from them in order for you to do it. Now, I know you don't have the sports schedule that I do, but I know you guys are all – you're going to South America here in a month or so.
Yeah.
And you have the – you know, just for example, the – I know it's not extremely the distance to Decatur for Farm Progress, but 3 days, and then you have all the state fair for a whole week. There's those challenges and the other different events you have to travel – throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
So you need buy-in from the family to do it in some of the weird hours that you have.
Yeah.
So apparently you got buy-in from that. They understand your occupation and your profession.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I say unfortunately. Did I say unfortunately? You know, my husband actually works in radio. So we work together in Litchfield, and he still maintains a job with KTRS Radio St. Louis. He's actually their office manager and does that remotely from Clinton.
Wow.
So he's very familiar with ours and knows, you know, the schedule. And so, yeah, the other thing, you know, you have your children who mean so much to you, and my 12-year-old daughter, that's a constant, you know, struggle, because you want to spend as much time as you can with them. But she certainly understands, you know, my responsibilities. And because of what we're doing, lots of times she can tag along. I know your kids do the same.
All right. Well, I wanted to say how much I appreciate our professional and personal working relationship and working with a true pro. And I know I wanted DeLoss to be here, but he's off this week in Bloomington, and he's another true pro that I get to work with. So I'm appreciative and thankful, not just the holiday season, but I'm just, you know, it's a privilege to work with true pros in radio. I don't like when they say ag broadcasting. I say radio, because they're true pros in radio. So I wanted you to visit with our listening audience locally a little bit. You do that every morning on RFD Illinois at 5:36 every morning. So thank you very much, Rita Frazier.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
And back at you real quick, just on behalf of DeLoss, we both feel the same way about you. In fact, you know, it's gotten to the point where we text each other back and forth, and it's no longer Jim Taylor or DeLoss. It's bro and sis. And, and that's because we spend so much time
Don't
working
Don't tell
together,
the so. Secrets of us. All right. That's Rita Frazier. We'll take a break and have more on WRMJ in a moment.